Welcome to Trekking Volume 2. I'm Brooke and I'll be your virtual trainer. Trekking is an interval workout where we manipulate your speed and incline in order to give you maximal caloric burn in minimal time. Unlike Volume 1, which features frequent short bursts in speed, Volume 2 holds intense hills with challenging pace for longer durations. That's not to say that Volume 2 is better, it's just different. To get best results, alternate your workouts to keep your body guessing. My cues are mere suggestions. Modify this workout whenever you see necessary. Exercise is not without risk. This or any exercise program may result in injury. To reduce the risk of injury, consult your physician before beginning this or any fitness program. To get started, approach your treadmill, set the grade to zero, and plug in a light jog speed. Many treadmills have a age and weight component on them. If you're on a unit that lets you enter your age and weight, you probably want to go ahead and enter that for a relatively accurate calorie count if you're concerned with calories burned during the workout. Pull your shoulders back. Create a 90 degree bend at your elbow and then pump those arms right by the rib cage. Ideally, you want those arms right by your sides instead of coming in towards your sternum. The warm-up is intended to do just that, to warm you up. Don't be over-eager and delve right into the hard workout during this phase. This is just to kind of get you prepared for the workout to come. The entire time we do a trekking class, I need you to engage your abdominals. No leaning forward, no hunching. Stand up straight and tall as if there's a string tied to the top of your head, pulling you up towards the ceiling. Stand up a little straighter, as your mother would say. Does it feel as if the room has warmed up around you? If so, we're doing just what the warm-up's intended for. It's your core body temperature rising, which feels like everything else warmed up in your environment. On a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is like taking a nap and 10, oh my gosh, it's death. Right here in the warm-up, I'd like you to be at about a 4. We'll be using that 1 to 10 intensity scale many times throughout this workout. It's so important that in trekking or any running workout, that you're wearing a good fresh pair of shoes, no more than 500 miles in those sneakers before you chunk them and get a new good pair of running shoes. You need a pair of shoes that have good cushioning and support for all the impact that we put on our joints. Are you warm? All right. For most people, a power walk is somewhere between 3.5 and 4.2 miles per hour. We're going to start by dialing in the low end of that range, about 3.5 miles an hour. There is some variance, so feel free to wiggle outside of my speed parameters to find your perfect settings. Let's take that grade on up to a 12.0. So your speed on or around 3.5 miles an hour, and the incline all the way at a 12. Take those hands off of your unit, pump them by your sides, walk up this hill. Power walk up the hill. Take that grade up to a 13.0. Speed stays the same, and your speed will stay the same throughout this drill. Your heart is pounding. The transition from your warm-up to the workout is like a kick in your gut. The intensity is pretty high. On a scale from 1 to 10, you're up to about a 6.5, maybe a 7. That 13.0, take it on up to 14. Try not to touch that dial. 3.5 miles an hour is where you stay steady here with this resistance loading, meaning speed stays the same and hill goes up. The bigger you move at your arms or at your shoulder joint primarily, the bigger you'll naturally move at your hips, your legs. So try to make big, long movements with your arms, and those legs will naturally follow. And dial on into 15. For many treadmills, 15 is as high as they go. Good news is, we're not going any higher than that, even if your unit happens to have that capability. This is as hard as we're going to trek, as high as we're going to trek. Try to stay steady at 3.5, keep your arms pumping. And take it on down, zero grade. You notice we didn't stay up there at 15 very long. We'll be coming back later. What you just learned was called resistance loading. The opposite of that is cadence loading. We're going to manipulate only your speed. Your resistance will stay the same, so your grade will stay down at a zero. Easy jog right now. All feels good. You can play brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know. this is your first of six increases, so speed up a little bit here. Little faster jog. Each of our speed increases lasts a full minute, except for our final one. Our sixth speed increase will only last 30 seconds and it'll be a full dead-on sprint. Keep us slightly challenged right now, but really, things are comfortable. Second speed increase. If you're relatively new to running, maybe your speed increases are very gradual. Maybe just 0.2 or 0.4 faster each time that we add a little change in our speed. Those of you that are more conditioned runners, you have a very strong aerobic capacity. Your increases may be more dynamic. You may increase from 0.6 to 1.0 each time we add a speed increase. A little faster here, a third increase. Let me clarify, you're staying at a zero grade, and each time I tell you to increase, you're only manipulating your speed. You may have a digital keypad on your treadmill that allows you to enter a different speed in. Otherwise, just hold your thumb on the plus. Manually raise it. Maybe if we both fit in a different world, yeah. It would be all good, and maybe I could be a girl, but I can't cause we don't use. You don't want to add too much to where you're not able to add three more increases. Here we are. Fourth speed increase, I need you going a little faster. Keep in mind, we still have two speed increases to go. You don't want to die out before it's over. You want to push yourself to your personal max, but still being able to sustain it through the end of these drills. Fifth speed increase. You'll be here 1 minute, and then that sixth increase is only 30 seconds. It's going to take you to your max sprint. Right now, your head's telling you, I don't have another increase. Your heart's telling you, come on, one more. Sixth and final increase, go. It's only 30 seconds. Make it worth it. All you got. Ten seconds.
back off.
And take that grade up to a 6.0. You just want to be jogging on this hill, a light jog. So if a 3.5 to 4.2 is a power walk, maybe try a 4.3. 6.0 is a heavy hill to be jogging. Don't worry, we will be coming down and we will be going faster. Let's lower from a 6.0 down to a 4.0 hill and go a little faster. So raise your speed to a light run. It's 30 seconds holding this run right here on a 4.0. Take your speed off just a little bit, not quite as slow as where you were before, and take your hill up to a 5.5. Deep breath, lower your grade down to a 3.5. You're going to go even faster than you did on your first interval. Ready? Take off. Go. Moderate run. 30 more seconds. And back off on speed, not quite as slow as you were before this last interval, but not nearly as fast as where you've been. Take your incline up to a 5.0, so 5.0 grade. We will have one more speed increase when we lower the hill, and it will take you to a true sprint for an entire minute and 20 seconds. We'll go breathless for the first time today. Does that excite you? All right, incline 3.0, take a deep breath, plug in your sprint, go for it. Keep those shoulders pulled down and back, your head high, those arms pumping right by your rib cage. An excellent time to get a little bit of water, towel down. You have 1 minute to catch your breath before we have a 2:45 push. Go ahead and lower your grade down to a zero. During this recovery period, I encourage you to go with a light jog. Not all the way down to a walk. We'll reserve our walks for heavy hill work. This is just to give your heart rate a little bit of a reprieve. So bring your heart rate down a good bit, but be ready to pick it back up. When I say go, you'll keep your grade at zero, which will plug in a very challenging speed, a hard run pace. Your hard run pace may be the same as what your pace was for a sprint on your 3.0 hill. Are you ready? Plug in that challenging speed. Go. 2 minutes 45 seconds. You're down to 1 minute. If you're not really pushing your speed, come on, plug in a little bit more. Finally, back off on your speed. Let's plug in some hill 5.0 on your grade. In this drill, we begin with a power walk on a hill and gradually we'll pick up the speed. The depth of the hill will also continue to increase. Right now you're power walking, 3.5 to 4.2. Find your happy place. A little faster here. Stay on that 5.0 hill. You're just a little faster. Remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Hey, yo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's the old. Raise your hill up to a 5.5 without touching your speed. A little faster, please. So you're getting a double whammy here. We're raising the depth of the hill and raising your speed. Hill 6.0. Take it on up.
Cause I already know how this thing goes. You're running to your friends that you leave.
little faster, please. That was your last speed increase. You only have one more grade increase in this drill. Here it is. Let's take the hill up to a 6.5. You'll be here for an entire minute and 20 seconds. Don't give an inch on your speed. Sustain the speed on a 6.0 grade. So I got something new to see, and you just gonna keep hating me, and we just gonna be enemies. I know you can't believe I could just leave it wrong, and you can't make it right. I'm gonna take off tonight into the night. To remember, you're pumping big at those shoulders. You're not hunching. It will also help you to think of kicking that heel up and towards your rear end and then drawing your knee towards the front. Let's lower down from that 6.5 down to a 0. Once you hit that 0, I need you running. We'll sustain it for 3 minutes. Go. How challenged are you? Then push it more. Really enjoy the speed work, because after this, remember that 15.0 hill? We're revisiting it. Flush those legs right now. Get them going underneath you. You're clenching your fists very hard. Come on, relax. Lighten up that grip. Draw those shoulders back. Flex through your upper back. 90 degree bend at your elbows, forming right angles. Try to avoid drastic shifts in your hips side to side. It's going to be just a subtle transfer of your weight. Thank you. slow down to a very low end of a power walk. I recommend 3.5, and you may end up saying, sister, I'm going lower than that, because we're taking the grade up to 15.0. Go there now. Very heavy hill. Pump those arms big. Lift your knees up high with each step to bring that foot from the back to the front. It's the weekend, and I know that you're free. So pull on your jeans and come on out with me. I need to have you near me. I need to feel you close to me. This entire hill walk is only 3 minutes and 23 seconds long. It's going to feel much longer than that. Try to avoid holding on at the top of your unit. Keep those arms a pumping and the heart a pumping with it. Scale from 1 to 10 in intensity, where 1 is taking a nap, 10 is death. Are you about a 7.5? Maybe even an 8. This is your final hill of the day. We only have one trekking drill left after this, and it is not on a hill. It's going to be a flat road. Typically for your cardio, you run on flat roads. Try incline training. What we're doing right now is strengthening through your glutes and through your thighs. Very little impact on your joints. What's great is doing interval work where we do speed on flats and slow, steady hills. Let's lower the grade on down to a 0, all the way down. Your final drill of the day. Start with a comfortable speed. You have 2 minutes and 22 seconds right here at comfortable. From there, we're going to go to a challenging speed for 2 minutes and 22 seconds. From there, to a hard run, 2:22, and finally a sprint for 2 minutes and 22 seconds. If you've done the math, you realize that adds up to over 9 minutes on this final drill. Don't think too much about what's to come. Be in the moment right now. Really trying to get the heart rate as low as possible. This is your comfortable zone. out of zone 1 into zone 2. So dial in a faster speed. Heart rate comes up. Intensity just shot up significantly from where you were in zone 1. In zone 2, you're trying but not dying. Another minute right here in zone 2. With time and conditioning, your speed in each zone will increase. What may be a zone 3 speed for you today, in 8 weeks from now, significant training, maybe your zone 3 becomes your zone 1, your comfortable pace. Please dial in a faster cadence right here. This is your third of 4 speed increases. It's a hard run, not a sprint. It's shy of a sprint. We're saving that for our 4th and final one. Let me remind you, after this drill, we will be recovering. At the end of this song, I need you to have drained your energy like water out of a wet towel. One more minute here before we go to that final push in our zone 4. If you can stand it, please try not to slow down. There's only one way to go from here, and that's faster. Of course, listen to your body. If at any time you start feeling lightheaded, dizzy, nauseous, or sick, take a break from this workout, get some water, and walk around. In 5 seconds, we go to zone 4. Go. Plug in your sprinter's pace and sustain it for 222.
This is as hard as it gets. And many people, it's not hard hitting a sprint pace. What's hard is sustaining it. This is where we'll separate the men from the boys. A minute 22 left. Thirty seconds to go. Keep pushing through the silence. Another 5, 4, 3, 2, and back off. You want to take that speed down to a comfortable walk? Probably somewhere around 3.0. Let your arms pump by your sides. Breathe deeply in through your nostrils. Hold the breath there just a half a second. And let it out through the mouth. The game. But when your name was called, you found a place to hide. Heart rate should be on the descent. When you knew that I was go ahead and extend at your elbows, side. Letting your hands hang right by your sides. This is a great time to hydrate. The workout is over. The relaxation recovery has begun. Inhale as you take your arms up towards the sky. Exhale, let your hands come back down by your sides. Once again, deep breath in. Reach up towards the heavens. And release the hands down by your sides. Whenever you're ready, you'll press your red stop button, bringing your belt to an immediate stop, and we'll begin our stretching. Feel free to continue walking it out as long as you'd like. The more conditioned you get, the faster you'll recover. However, if your heart rate is still up, you need to continue walking it out and take a little bit longer to bring the heart rate down to no higher than 55% of your maximum heart rate. When you've come to the stop, let's step off the back of your unit. Now take your right foot onto the treadmill, left foot is on the floor. Flex forward at your hips, reaching for that right foot in a good hamstring stretch. I'm more concerned with you maintaining flat back posture than getting your nose all the way down to your thigh. So try to flex forward while maintaining a flat back. One more deep breath right here. As you exhale, round your back up. Switch right foot down on the ground, left foot on your treadmill. Inhale. As you exhale, flex forward at the hips. Reach your hands towards your foot. Try to maintain flat back posture. Use your exhale as your working breath to come a little deeper in your hamstring stretch. One more breath. Round the back all the way up. Balance on your left foot. Take your right foot in your right hand. Then pull that right leg back. Knees are together, but your right heel is back towards your buttocks. Feel a good stretch through your quadriceps. Switch it out. Right foot comes down to the earth. Left foot in your left hand. Bring that leg back, knees together, and left heel is pressing in towards your buttocks. If you need a little help with balance, your right hand can be on your treadmill. Release that left leg. Come down through a shallow squat. Hook your hands to your inner thighs. Now round your back up towards the ceiling. Feel a good stretch through your upper and your lower back. Release that hook grip and slowly come up, stacking each vertebra one at a time. One more deep cleansing breath. Arms reach up to the sky. Exhale, let it go. You've made it through your second trekking workout. Great job. We'll see you again next time. So long for now.